Welcome everybody to Dom. That's Hot Takes. The portion of the show that we take your hot takes from the viewers and rate them, put them on a tier list. Of course, I'm your host of the most, True Steam Machine Steen. As always, I'm joined by the bomb.
Boom!
Owen Dom. We are ready to get your hot takes. I believe most of them are from Twitter this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have my phone, so if you sent them later than I was able to clip them and put them on the PowerPoint, I am sorry. We'll see if Owen got any extras, but I
did not.
Okay, that's fine. I've got one from Instagram, a couple from Twitter. I don't think any from Snapchat this week. So we'll be adding them to our season-long tier list as it goes. But welcome everybody in. Let's get to it. This is what it's going to look like. I know this is a new format, a new weirder thing. I believe my phone is being returned to me currently. That's for the Hot Takes episode, the hot stuff.
Oh. That was right on your
hot
hands.
Hot stuff, cold hands. Oh.
Perfect toss.
Thank you, my lovely smoking hot fiance.
Woo! By the way, quick fun fact for you, Truman.
Oh?
Fiance with two E's is
a
woman.
Man.
Is oh,
a
no. Woman. Is a woman?
And with one E is a man.
Okay.
Just like blonde with an E is a woman, and blonde without an E is a man.
Is that true?
Yep.
French. All right. Well, we all learned
there
something.
There you go.
I maybe have been calling Tina a man by accident. Nothing personal. All right.
It's a little personal.
No, it's not personal. All right. So here's how we're going to do this is that we'll ask every week for your hot takes, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever, however you text them to us. If you know us personally, shoot us a text. Find any way you want to give us the hot takes, and we will take them. We will put them on the tier list. We'll rate them. We'll do whatever.
That's right.
We'll do it live on Twitch. If you want to watch on Twitch, you can always do that. And if you're live on Twitch, appreciate a little sub over there. You can get a Prime Gaming. You can connect your Amazon Prime account to your Twitch account.
Also, Truman, I just realized that that bot that you banned, that was a viewer bot.
Yeah.
Was the two words it chose were sexist poke.
Interesting. Or just poke, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
You ever had sexist poke?
No, I have not.
It's
equal opportunity poke only for me.
It's it's raw fish, but it's just tentacles. It's weird. All right, let's do our hot takes. We'll start here on our Twitters. First one comes from old Mikey Framps. He says Packers have a top five defense this season after getting Micah Parsons.
I don't know about top five.
Top five is a tough.
But
spot.
Micah Parsons certainly moves you up, and I don't think it's a horrible take.
No.
But top five's hard. I'm putting this one in the B off rip for me, Truman. That's where I'm feeling.
I think I'm all right with that as well. Packers have a top five defense this season.
And then do person who submitted it and date in these so we don't have to remember.
Good call.
All right. There we go. What's next?
Hold on. We'll make it as big as possible just so it's as readable as we go through the season.
Yep. Little bit of expansion.
Nope. No, never mind.
There you go. That's the biggest it's gonna get.
Yeah, sorry. I tried to do it at Sonic fast speeds. If you want to see how to do that and get better at it, just Google Sonic inflation. Okay. All right. Second hot.
We're
take.
Also flashing the you know the just watch it on YouTube. We're flashing the pic on the screen. The take.
Yes.
Before we put
but
it in
we'll
the spreadsheet.
Still.
Yeah, yeah.
Second one comes from Evan, at Evan D. Shanilek. Eagles lose the division. He calls it the NFC East curse.
Where
basically, like, you can't continue to win. Like, I don't think any, like, they're one of those divisions where I don't know if anybody's, like, repeated as division champions in a while.
No. I think they were the first one to break it, right?
Did they win back-to-back? Eagles win the division last year?
Let's make sure.
Or 2 years ago?
They might not have because they missed the playoffs. Or they made the playoffs.
No, they made the playoffs, but they're falling apart.
Yes, let's find out.
I don't think they did.
NFC East.
I think they beat the Chiefs to go to like 81-7-1, and then they just fell apart.
Okay. Yeah, Cowboys won. Well, the Eagles go 14-3 last year. Yeah, because it's not 25-25. Yeah. So Cowboys won in 2023.
Mm.
Yeah, because the Chiefs beat the Eagles in 2022 in the Super Bowl. They went 14-3.
Mm-hmm.
Then they lost last year, and the Cowboys won.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Eagles won the Super Bowl this last year and repeated and did not repeat. So, and yeah, NFC East cursed. This is good. S tier. The NFC East curse is crazy. They don't. It doesn't happen.
The only issue is that the Cowboys, as we just talked about, kneecapped themselves right as the season began.
Right.
And
but the Commanders are really good.
The Commanders are still good. But, man, even they were kind of just a weird flash in the pan. I don't know, but they grabbed Debo. I'm willing to put this in A tier, but not S tier.
That's fine. I can compromise with that. Yeah, so Eagles, well, don't say lose division. Say don't win division.
That seems, I think we're all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Just Evan and, yeah.
I'll even give your little bit of explanation, even though we try to take these without any explanation, honestly.
Yes, we do. It's a hot take.
Okay. Moving on to the next one.
Wait, don't do the date. Do week one. Because we're not going to... it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We can look it up.
Okay. All right.
I'm crouching here at the mic so that we can see the pick on YouTube.
You can float to the... You could sit back to where you normally are.
You know, all the way back?
Maybe. Next one comes from old Ema Caleb. This is two picks, so we'll have to break it off.
Yeah.
He says Packers win the Super Bowl.
That's super spicy and not going to happen.
Let's break that down first. I know he posted it, and it's like a – it might even be like a pinned tweet. If you go to Ema Caleb's Twitter account, I know he talked about it's because there's like a weird thing about Packers players and their ages.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, or Packers quarterbacks and their ages. And it's like whenever they're like 27 years, 10 months, and however many days, they win a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers was that. Brett Favre was that. And this year when the Super Bowl comes, it's not the exact number of days, but they're all like within 2 or 3 months of each other.
Oh, geez.
And Jordan Love is exactly that age come the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
And they made the big trade. They made the big push for Micah Parsons. So Packers win the Super Bowl. Listen, it is a hot take. I am a Jordan Love believer. That is my thing about Jordan Love is I saw Jordan Love play the Chiefs, and we talk a lot on this show that the Chiefs do not have a ton of games that they lose to teams, but they have a lot of teams – or they don't have a lot of games where they get beat. Right. They have a lot of games where they lose.
Sure.
Where they give the other team the game.
From like a fumble or something.
Better than the Chiefs. That Packers game, I felt like Jordan Love was just all over us.
Yeah.
And it struck real fear into my heart.
So are you going to put this one in A too, or are you going to put it in S tier?
Where you want it. I'm willing to leave that one up to you. I just want to make the case for you. Maybe that's how we do this is we'll alternate. One has to make the case, and one puts the rank in it.
Yeah, I'm fine with A tier here.
Okay.
Because I still am not a huge Packers believer. I think that their division is too strong for them to make a Super Bowl run at the moment. But Micah Parsons he's a massive acquisition, so... I can't pretend that this isn't a really good take.
But here's the thing, is that is what a hot take should look like, folks. That is an S-tier level of spiciness, concise, to the point, not trying to hide. I'm moving the chat also. Not trying to like hide it. You are making a point.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
And then the next take from Caleb in the same tweet is K-State goes 5-7. Truman, I think this is a B-tier take. I think we're worried, but I think we forget how easy our schedule is.
I think I'm going to put this all the way down to C-tier, in fact, for cats.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I think we are all doomsdaying a bit. I know Caleb has also been calling for Chris Kleiman's job a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's calling for it. I think he is becoming idealistic about Colin Klein. I think... we shouldn't have gone to Ireland. I think it is going to make the beginning of our season. I wouldn't be shocked if we drop one to either Army or Arizona. But I do think you're right in that Big 12 season gets a little easier. I think this offense looks really solid. I think there will
be. At times, which is strange.
And I think the defense. And I think this team is also going to get healthier as we go. And I think as we get that bye week and then go into Big 12 play, I think they're going to be a lot better.
Because we get two bye weeks.
And you're going to feel, yes, and you're going to feel a lot better about them. So I'm going to put this all the way down to C tier.
Okay. Yeah. I think we're a bit overreacty at the moment. Maybe that North Dakota kid's just really good.
Right. It's been like that with Tulane and with, oh my God, who was the other team famously that we lost to where we're like, holy shit, our season's fucking over. And then they went like, oh, fucking...
Arkansas State. They were good.
No.
So we beat Nevada. So it's not.
There's a team that like went like to a New Year's Six Bowl.
Oh.
Maybe I'm just thinking of Tulane.
It's Tulane twice. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm just thinking of Tulane in that when because we beat Tulane the second time. Yeah. But we lost to Tulane, we're like, holy shit, our fucking season's over. And then we won the Big 12 and Tulane went to a New Year's Six Bowl.
Right.
I think is exactly what I'm thinking of, where it's like, listen, sometimes we're just accidentally booking. You run into a really solid group of five team.
And well, that Missouri team that we lost to on the field goal, that Missouri team ended up being pretty good.
Yeah, that Missouri team also went to a New Year's Six Bowl and won. They won the Cotton Bowl against Ohio State, yeah.
Right.
So I just don't freak out.
It's college. It's really weird.
There's a chance this team could also be ass. It is the University of North Dakota. It could certainly be ass.
Right, we'll see.
I'm not calling this team Tulane. I'm not calling them Mizzou, but I'm just saying
it.
Who knows how good this team could have been, and this game looks a little bit better by the end of it, where this North Dakota team goes 8-5 or 8-4 or whatever. You know,
whatever.
But either way. The next three come from Adam Tritt. Let me throw them up on the screen here. Cockroach hate is unwarranted. They're misunderstood. Sure. Dr. Frank Trace belongs in the KSU Athletics Hall of Fame. And Fat Bottom Girls in Separate Ways are the two best cat band tunes.
Ooh.
So I'll take number one here.
Yeah, you got it.
Cockroach hate is unwarranted. They're misunderstood. I'm absolutely. Cockroaches, I don't think they can bite, really.
No, they're just big bugs.
Yeah, they're just big bugs. They're creamy. They're, you know what? And the thing about cockroaches is they're always in like a gross place. And I think they get associated with gross things.
But they're not in the thing. Yeah. But the thing about cockroaches is that they don't go in not gross places.
Right.
Like, so you're not going to like lift up your covers and find a cockroach in it unless your bed is disgusting.
Right. Yes. Cockroaches are a symptom, not a cause.
Yes. And
some people treat them like they're a cause. Or
S tier take for cockroach hate. Crazy enough. First S tier take of the season.
Yep. How do you spell cockroach?
Hate is unwarranted. Wild. I'm going to leave this next one to you, Truman, because this is a tough one. And I reserve my right to veto.
Whoa. I didn't even think this would be tough at all.
Where are you putting it?
S.
I don't know, Truman.
Very interesting. Okay, this next take is that Dr. Frank Trace belongs in the KSU Athletics Hall of Fame. Listen, here's the thing. Band director for 30 years, 32, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
There during the really awful years,
yep.
Which gets a lot of points for K-State folks.
Yep.
There basically when Snyder got there.
Yep.
And then Rose with Snyder as well.
Yes, true.
That's a great one. Name is on a building already. I think that lends itself. Won essentially the Heisman / national championship, however you want to treat the Sutler Trophy for marching bands for K-State.
Sure.
Joined the committee, pick the next one. I mean, I guess it depends on how you talk about athletics, but here's the thing. What other coaches are you putting in the K-State Hall of Fame for athletics? Bill Snyder, Tex Winter.
You're not putting another football coach.
No, you're not putting another football coach. Maybe the volleyball coach.
Maybe Susie Fritz, but they never really won anything.
No, and now she's gone, right? And yeah. Maybe the track coach, I think, has also been there, who was married to Susie Fritz, I want to say.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you put in the Jeff Mitty, but they haven't really won anything.
They haven't won shit.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you convinced me.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean,
reminding me that he took the job when literally nobody wanted it.
Right. And everybody told him not to take it. I don't know if he's on the hall, if he's on the Mount Rushmore. I think you could make the fact that you could probably make an argument that he's on the Mount Rushmore is insane.
Yeah.
But he's not Well, he's not anywhere close to a Mount Rushmore for K-State Athletics.
No.
Obviously, it should go to the athletics coaches. But
right.
as far as leaders, there's two. Or, you know, maybe
well,
maybe there's a couple basketball coaches. Listen, we aren't as good of K-State fans as we should be. Our parents didn't go to K-State. We are not as well-versed on the history. But I would say
he's certainly
a Hall of Fame. He's definitely the best band director they've ever had.
You're not giving it to Lon Kruger, man. He's,
yeah, right, exactly.
Or Frank. Like, we liked Frank Martin, but he won a Big 12 championship.
Right. So, yeah, give me Frank Trace in the
Dr. Game. Trace, shout out DT.
Yeah.
Changed a lot of kids' lives.
Let me just go DT.
Yeah. Shout out, changed a lot of kids' lives for the better.
Yes. Yeah, well, and if you want to do fucking impact, fucking 400 kids a year.
Minimum.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right. You want to do the last one here?
Give me B tier because Separate Ways is...
Well, here, explain. We'll break it down. I'll place it.
Yeah, so I think that Fat Bottom Girls...
You can sit up.
...is a great song for the beginning, but then after the... which is, like, really fun to play, it's fine.
Yeah, I was...
And then Separate Ways is the best one. It sounds the coolest. Everyone knows what you're playing.
And there's great notes. It's in a great range.
Every instrument's fun. Every instrument's fun. Just not feeling it. Fat Bottom Girls.
For songs that I might put in front of Fat Bottom Girls,
Proud Mary.
One.
Proud Mary, 100%.
Proud Mary, yes. Also, the thing about Fat Bottom Girls, for you, you know, really a volleyball tune. It's not as much of a basketball tune.
Yeah.
And for basketball, I think, you know, people might be like, well, what about the horse? Big horse fan.
Yeah.
Spell out Wildcats right in the middle. I like that one.
Yeah.
Personal favorite for the trombone section?
Proud Mary, of course.
Well, Proud Mary's good, yes. We don't play it much for basketball.
No, it's, yeah, volleyball tune.
And personal favorite for the trombones is Sellout. That, yeah. Again, almost never played, but a big favorite. God, there was another one that fucking slapped.
Yeah, there's better cat band tunes.
Yeah, I just...
Also, I'm not a huge person to ask, because I famously did not do basketball band.
Yeah. So what I will say, Separate Ways, S tier. Fat Bottom Girls, A tier. But probably not... But there's a lot of A tiers.
Yeah.
So for this, I'll put it...
That's a B tier for Bottom Girls.
I think it's a
B tier
because you took a big swing, and I think...
So that should be respected.
And the thing that's funny about it is that you got reminded of it because the band played Separate Ways this week.
Yes, yeah, it's always good. Separate Ways is fantastic.
Yeah, so but you lumped in the song that didn't get you hyped up.
Anything that the trombones get to blast and then the trumpets blast right after the trombones blast is going to be a hit on this podcast.
Somebody ask a woodwind player what their favorite cat
song is. And then ignore it because we don't care.
All right. Moving on.
F. Just don't even, we don't need to discuss it.
We have to show it to you. This next one comes from Bryn Morris on Instagram. Jalen Daniels Heisman.
Disgusting. Not even going to be in the conversation. Let's get out of here.
I want to look at his stats real quick. You pull up Avery Johnson stats. I'm pulling up Jalen Daniels stats. Also, and this should always be the conversation with Jalen Daniels, pull up the teams that he played against. Like, we do this every single year. Also, it's funny that ESPN keeps doing this, but if you, like, Google a player, half the time their picture, not who it is for whatever reason. Like, that's definitely not Jalen Daniels. Jalen Daniels, by the way, Owen.
Yep.
For the season. 456 passing yards.
Yep.
7 touchdowns. 1 interception.
Yep.
85 QBR.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Against, let's be clear, Fresno State and Wagner.
Yep.
Wagner. That's a name. That's not even a college. That's a name. That's not even a team. Give me Avery Johnson's stats.
591 yards.
591 yards. So that's 140 more passing yards.
Yep.
Okay, I just want to be clear. Okay.
5 touchdowns.
5 touchdowns. So 2 less touchdowns.
No picks.
No picks.
66 QBR.
66 QBR, which is worse.
Yep.
I want to look at rushing stats real quick.
Yeah.
Jalen Daniels' rushing stats, he has 65 yards.
Avery Johnson has, hilariously, 64 yards.
Oh, no! Okay.
But so one rushing touchdown.
Jalen Daniels has no rushing touchdowns. So Jalen Daniels has one more total touchdown.
One more interception.
One more interception, one more rushing yard, and 140 less passing yards. He's 2-0, while Avery Johnson is 1-1. But he is 2-0 against Wagner and Fresno State. Avery Johnson lost to Iowa State. Yes, did they play a close game against the University of North Dakota? Yes. But we scored 35. That's a good offensive performance. And already had his Heisman moment. That drive, that whole drive. I mean, that was a legacy drive for Avery Johnson.
That was, honestly.
Jalen Daniels Heisman, no.
F tier. Not a chance.
Yeah, I was going to try to make an argument for D tier.
No.
And I just can't.
It's going to be horrible. It's not going to be close. Jalen Daniels has shown his entire career that he shrivels in the big moments. And he doesn't stay healthy enough to get a Heisman. Injured players do not win Heismans. Injured players get robbed of Heismans.
That is the two things that is the wider context about Jalen Daniels. Is one is that he's put up a lot of really great numbers over the years when he's playing against really mediocre teams. And two, he gets banged up a lot. That's the other part of it. So you hope. Listen, I hope he's healthy. I hope K-State and KU are very healthy when they play each other. I hope it's a great game. I hope they're ranked number one and number two.
And then I hope K-State wins by 45.
Yes, and that nobody else gets hurt. But I just don't think Jalen Daniels is...
Nope, not even close. Anyway, we can move on.
Yes, I think that's it. I think that might be it for the hot takes. Let me double check. I want to make sure that we get every little bit of it in here. Okay. Oh, sorry. Again, a little technical things that we're working out here, just to make sure everybody can see.
Yeah, nice first episode.
But let me double check, because I'm pretty sure that's it. I think I just had the Twitter and then Instagram. Yes, nice. That is it. Okay. Well,
thanks, guys. This is what we're going to do going forward for hot takes. But this way, it's going to be a more digestible, and it'll be easier for you to go back and look.
Right, and we appreciate it. We hope it is better for you. We hope it helps Dom That's True flow a little easier. We hope it makes this a little more, like you said, digestible.
And if you don't like this idea, please let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, maybe we're dumb where, listen, maybe Caleb is not going to listen to our Chiefs talk for an hour.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, so it's, or Framps isn't. And so maybe they're only going to watch this, and maybe that hurts the main show or whatever. But it's like, also at the same time,
it's still our show, so it'll be okay.
We're 6 years into this. I don't know if we're trying to game the numbers to make it work anymore. I think at this point we know what the show is going to be, and it's a hobby that we like to do and talk. And we would be talking about sports with each other on a Monday night anyways.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd like to make it as digestible as possible for you to listen to us talk about your
sports. We say this on a podcast episode about once a year.
Yes.
If one person per episode goes, yeah, man, I liked listening to that. Great, mission accomplished.
We will do it for another 30 episodes until we realize that you are no longer listening.
Yes. So
we hope this makes it more digestible for hot takes and things like that.
Cool.
Shout out patrons. Again, if you want to see this early, we'll try to put this up on like Tuesdays or Wednesdays. It'll go up on Tuesdays if we record on Mondays. It'll go up on Wednesdays if we record on Tuesdays. How about that?
Yeah.
It'll go up the next day. It won't have any frills. It won't have the bookmarks like it will on YouTube and stuff. But if you want to be able to see this a little easier, a little faster, we're trying to give just more content for the people that are on the Patreon, trying to provide some things for that over there. So give stuff like that. And then so we'll put it up over there, but it will be up live Friday every week, no matter what.
Yeah.
So that way you have a little extra content on a Friday to get you through that Friday morning, listen to the wide, wide range of takes that everybody has to say about something.
Yep.
So that is it.
I believe I covered it.
Patreon.com/homedisaster. Shout out Ozzy, Skylar, Aaron, Dylan,
Milwaukee
City, open now in the Iron District. Comment your hot takes if you're here on YouTube. We'll cover them on the next episode if you comment them on the YouTube video. So,
yeah.
Absolutely. Hot takes literally about anything. About life, college football, NFL, baseball, whatever you want to talk about.
Ice cream.
Ice cream. Yes, absolutely. I'm down to fucking talk about some hot takes about the cold stuff.
Do not say anything about pistachio. Just warning you now.
Really? Not a pistachio ice cream guy.
It tastes like cherries because it's flavored with almonds, man.
I always say, you know what? It doesn't matter. We can talk about this on the next episode. Comment it, Owen, so then we can talk about it.
All right. See you guys next week.
See you.